when I knocked on your door, you were talking to someone at your clinic in South Sudan. How involved are you now? You know, is it pretty day-to-day that you check in on things and you oversee things?
Well, because of the fighting, of the senseless fighting, senseless war that had been going on in our country has crippled everything. And that everything, including the clinic. It's very difficult now. We can get supplies to the clinic, which means we can't get medicine to the clinic. We can't get food to the clinic. It's very difficult right now for us. And so I am very involved in every day, like almost every hour. I have to check what is going on at the clinic. And we have many who are now admitted with gunshot wounds. Not diseases, though. Gunshot wounds. One person shot in his arm, the other one shot on his back.
Your clinic is focused largely, not entirely, but largely on fixing the eyesight of people. Why focus on the eyes?
Your eyes, they do very important function in your body. So eyes are very important. And I'm tying that eye surgeries to peace. There has been wars, as you heard now, South Sudan, kind of taking a tribal dimension. Those wars that have been taking tribal dimensions, there is a way to heal that. And the way to bring peace to the people, to the different tribe, is actually one of them is to restore eyesight. And then you tell them that I don't need your money. I don't need your praises to thank me. Or what I needed, you stop killing each other.
How stressful have the last 6 weeks been?
The last 6 weeks have been so stressful. I have to admit that has been very, very tough on me with my family and with the people that I've been talking to. I know it has been stressful to the people of Central New York. The South Sudanese in Central New York have been stressful for them as well. It has been very tough. Very, very tough, because as every day go, I feel like, oh, maybe this is the last time, the day that the clinic is going to be destroyed. Remember, this clinic, we have spent over $3 million in it. And so I always wake up and say, well, is this the bad news that I'm going to hear today, that the clinic has been destroyed? The people have been displaced, people have been killed, whatever it is, all the bad things. And I praise God that every day since December 15 until today, I have not yet heard such a really bad news. Of course, I've been hearing bad news every day, but not a bad news of destroying the clinic or, you know, destroying the whole village. And so I hope God will continue to hear our prayers so that life is safe in Duke. I'm very sure that hospital is going to stay.
How hard was it to hear that violence was breaking out again after your history and your country's history and, you know, all the work you'd put in towards this clinic and trying to make progress? And, you know, it must have been hard to hear that that was now under threat.
On December 15, 2013, this is when I heard around 5 p.m. here that there is fighting in Juba. I called my brothers, and my brothers and my mother and my dad, everyone were in Juba. And people could not believe what was going on, that there is fighting. I could not believe that, Ryan. I could not believe that the leaders of our country have brought us back to the same situation of the 80s and the 90s, where villages, where almost everything was destroyed. It was the same thing. And I said, oh, now we are back to the same situation where we conduct funerals after funerals after funerals. Is this where we are coming back to it? It was something that I could not swallow. And I know all the South Sudanese here could not swallow. It was really bad. At some time I said, maybe I'm dreaming. Is it true? Because I cannot think, I cannot really imagine the leaders who think that they are leaders can subjected us, putting the people of South Sudan to such a very bad situation again because they want leadership.
So it seems like there's so much more riding on peace than just your clinic. I mean, this is your blood, your family that's mm-hmm. caught up in this still as well.
Absolutely. I have two brothers, one sister, mother and dad. They are there. And I have other brothers and sisters who are my other siblings as well. I have cousins. I have, you know, many friends. And I have people of South Sudan. Actually, these are very important even than the clinic. Very, very important because the life of people are not the same like same as materials, you know. I really, really worry about them every single minute. Because, see, I am in America, very, very free and safe. They are there running around, cannot find where they can find food. And if not sure if the wolves will come to them at any time. So that worried me a lot.
When you talk to the people at your clinic and your family, do you hear fear in their voice?
Absolutely. Fear in their voice every single day. And I just feel so bad. I wish I am with them so that we are in solidarity with them. I wish I would not be just speaking here in a comfortable office, going home later very, very okay, no problem. I just feel very bad when I hear them in their voices. There is agony. There is fear in their voices. But you know what? They said, this is it. We can do what we can do. We are not going to leave this clinic here. Because if we leave this clinic is the only asset, is the only hope for the people of South Sudan and maybe also people of Yonglei State. And so they don't want to leave. They said, if we leave here and the local are still here, it will be a betrayal. That is a huge commitment from our staff. These staff are the best in the world. Good people, down-to-earth staff, they're nice people.
Mr. Dow, best of luck to you, of course, and thank you.
Thank you very much.